Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. The extreme cold may be gone for most of this week. We'll have the weather forecast for you right after our news. A couple of groups are meeting for the first time in 2010. The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners meets tonight. That meeting will be at 7 o'clock in the large courtroom at the county courthouse. Some of the things on the agenda: the board will recognize Mayor Jimmy Harris and Harris Ace Hardware as Retailer of the Year, and they'll recognize Edwin and Joan Morrow and MB Industries as Manufacturer of the Year. Both will be recognized with resolutions. The commissioners will also consider appointments to the Blue Ridge Community College Board of Trustees, Brevard's Board of Adjustment and Appeal, the Recreation Advisory Board, and the Board of Health. Another group meeting tonight, the Transylvania County Board of Education has their first meeting of the new year tonight. It will be at 6:30 p.m. at Brevard Elementary School. Well, thanks to the cold, a lot of local ponds have frozen over this year, but authorities are advising against skating or sliding on them. Most of them are not frozen solid enough for winter sports to be safe. But up in Highlands, one local pond did freeze solid enough, and folks have been enjoying some outdoor ice skating. WLOS-TV says the local pond froze to a depth of 8 inches, and the locals in Highlands have been enjoying the skating for now. One woman says the last time the pond froze solid enough to skate on was 1994. In Waynesville, the Parks and Recreation Department have found a creative way to deal with snow days that helps out some anxious parents who have to work when there's no school due to inclement weather. When schools declare a snow day, Waynesville's Recreation Department is now offering a camp for kids with activities. There is a cost. It's $20 for members and $35 for non-members. In sports, the Lady Tornadoes lost to Lincoln Memorial Saturday 74-56. The men also fell to Lincoln Memorial 85-70, despite 25 points from Josh Roper. The Tornadoes are still on the road today. They'll play at Truett-McConnell College in Cleveland, Georgia. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock for the women and around 8 o'clock for the men. We'll have those games live for you right here on 1240 a.m. tonight. And in Colowee, the Lady Cats of Western Carolina also lost on Saturday 59-54 to Elon, and the Western Men also lost 81-76 to Georgia Southern on Saturday. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.